Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hi, this is Deacon Scott Broussard. Besides serving as a permanent deacon, I'm also the manager of liturgy for the parish. I'm a widower after 46 years of marriage, have 5 kids and 11 grandkids. I'll be joining you every Saturday to reflect on Mary, our Blessed Mother, and her role in salvation history, particularly as it relates to the Paschal mystery, Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection. Today, I'll be reflecting on the first words Mary spoke in the New Testament. As a matter of context, there are 260 chapters and 7,956 verses in the New Testament. Mary's words constitute a total of 15 verses, a whopping 0.19%. Surely Mary and her words must not be that important. Well, I would beg to differ. I would venture to say that within those 15 brief verses lie the keys to the Christian life. St. Luke was the first of the gospel writers to quote Mary, and the first 3 times we hear her speak are in Luke's gospel. In Luke chapter 1, we find the Annunciation. The angel Gabriel comes to Mary and makes this outlandish proclamation. Mary, a virgin, is to become the mother of the Son of God. Mary's first words, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" were not words of doubt, but of confusion. She was just asking for clarity. Imagine this young girl, minding her own business, visited by an angel, being given this news. Of course she would ask how. But once the angel explained it to her, letting her know that with God nothing will be impossible, she immediately said yes. Her fiat would change the world. Without it, there would be no Savior born. It's because of Mary's choice that the whole human race has the hope of heaven. You know, God would not have saved the world without our cooperation. He is such a gentleman that he first sent his angel to ask Mary's permission to come into her womb. And he waited until she freely said yes. And only then, at that moment, the incarnation happened. The Word became flesh. But it's not just her yes. It's the words she used that should resonate with us all. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." If you think about it, Jesus uses similar words at Calvary. "Not as I will, but as you will." These are words of surrender. And we all find it so hard to surrender, to accept God's will, especially when things don't go according to our plans, when tragedy or illness strikes, we don't get that job or promotion we felt we deserved, when life seems unfair, we tend to fall back on our doubts and fears, failing to trust in His will. No one said it would be easy, and it definitely wasn't for Mary. She had to flee her home. She had to walk the road to Calvary. She had to watch her only son tortured and crucified on the cross. But she never lost faith. She never abandoned her son. She never abandons us. Well, that's all for today. I look forward to sharing with you throughout Lent. May God bless you and keep you.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.